the opaque dilemma of daylight. I said to myself, it will be a dark poem, as if this imprecise color, dark, were able to capture or clearly imply my prevailing sense of impediment. Then I thought of Sisyphus, as I often do, how it seems to be his motion I crave, pushing the stone uphill, chasing the boulder back down. For Sisyphus, of course, the path is clear. His impediment moves with him. He is not obstructed as such, rather condemned to a knowable fate, a sparkling translucence. This story, this Sisyphus, is not a dark poem, tragic perhaps, but lighted by the soft lamps of gusto and verve. Now what of the still point? What of the still point in the turning world? Beleaguered by winter, battered by snow, I feel myself transfixed into axis, intersection of lines, contradictory desires, motionless in the flecked cold's accumulation, the slanted gales of wind. When A says we must be trudging through the ugliest snow globe in the world, I laugh and dust my mittens. At the corner's dense impediment of traffic, buses yawn and growl, snaking through pedestrian sprawl like trowels through a thick layer of soil. Soon, the radio reports, we may see whiteout conditions, eclipses of light by light. Not dark, this blizzard of mixed imperatives, fraught blessings. I am a little girl in galoshes, a little girl with a note pinned to her coat from a teacher who writes in her best grown-up penmanship. The student is sensitive. The student suffers from extreme sensitivities to the light. The little girl never imagines she will be standing here, on this wilted corner, in this whitewashed city, this opacity, lacking Sisyphean strength, lacking Sisyphean leverage. And leverage, it must be stated, is among the most terrible things to lack. A grown-up girl with deep treads in her boots, and dim stars in her eyes, still waiting for the light to change.